Perashat Ekev. There's a important mitzvah in Parashat Ekev that most people fulfill every day, and that's the mitzvah of tefillah, of praying. The pasuk says in Parasha Ul'ovdo bechol levavchem that we must serve God with all our hearts. The Gemara in Ta'anit says, how do you serve God with your heart? So the Gemara says, zu tefillah. That's referring to prayer. Prayer would be the service of the heart. But there's a sefer called Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah that says there are certain things that interfere with a person's prayer. Besides, of course, having concentration, which is the most important, but there's certain sins that, God forbid, if a person has, his tefillah, so to speak, becomes scrambled and is not accepted. One of those is stealing. If a person is dishonest and he steals money, he can sit in the synagogue and pray and with all the concentration in the world, however, his prayer is not answered. Or if someone does not pay his workers on time, that's a sin in the Torah. So besides the sin in the Torah of not paying your workers on time, it also can interfere with a person's prayer to be answered. He says further, if a person is wearing shatnez, God forbid, if a person is wearing a garment that's woolen linen, so that already does not allow his tefillot to be answered. That's why the halakha brings down, especially before the high holidays, a person should go check his suits for shatnez. He doesn't want to spend 25 hours in synagogue on Kippur and then is for naught because he was wearing woolen linen. But there's one more that's mentioned in the Zohar that probably we're all guilty of, and that's Lashon Hara. The Zohar says that one person, a person that defiles his mouth with bad speech, with talking about people, Lashon Hara, and Rechilut, and slandering people, so that mouthpiece does not work for tefillah. The Hafiz Haim, in one of his inimitable parables, says that there was a fellow that came to have dinner by his friend. He was served 7 courses. After the 7th course, the host said, how was the meal? And the fellow said, it was good, but there was a terrible aftertaste at every dish. And the host couldn't believe it. After he investigated in the kitchen, he found out that they served his guest on dirty plates. Hence the aftertaste. Hafez Haim says, when a person uses his mouth for Lashon Hara and then goes and prays, so he says there's an aftertaste on the prayer. There's a bad trace of Tum'ah that goes up with the prayer, and the prayer becomes abominable. So therefore he advises, a good idea before the prayer, that one should ask God for forgiveness for sins of speech. Please forgive me for the abuse that I use with my mouth, if I spoke Lashon Hara, Rechilut, etc. And that would be a good preparation for tefillah. So you see, as important as prayer is, there are so many prerequisites in order for our prayer to go up. But once we fix these external problems in the prayer, and we pray a heartfelt tefillah, Be'azat Hashem, Borei Olam will answer all the tefillot and all the tefillot of Kal Yisrael. Amen.